begin the current daven, says Kedushin Dav Samach. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion in the previous daf. That is, the Gemara was explaining the halacha of our Mishnah. When a man tells a woman, he gives her money, he says, I want you to become engaged to me me'achshav ula'achal amayim, from now and after 30 days. So the Mishnah says, if another guy comes within the 30 days and engages her, she's mukadeshes ve'in mukadeshes to both of them. She's engaged but not engaged to both of them. So what's the understanding of that principle, and what are the parameters? So the Gemara brought a machlikas Rav and Shmuel regarding that halacha. Shmuel said, this halacha mukadeshes ve'in mukadeshes is only up until day 30. After day 30, she becomes totally engaged only to the first guy. Why? Because Shmuel holds, like Rebbe, that it's a lashon of tanai, of condition. I really want to be engaged to you from now, but on the condition that I don't retract within 30 days. So once 30 days passes and he didn't retract, so they were already engaged from day 1. The guy who came on day 15, you didn't do a kedushin. She was already engaged. Now, so what does it mean, mekudeshes vein mekudeshes up until day 30? That's because if the guy ends up dying, or he retracts within those 30 days, then the condition will not have been fulfilled. Hence, retroactively, it means that there was no condition on day 1, then maybe she is engaged to the second guy. So yes, for those first 30 days, we're in doubt, is she engaged to the second guy or the first guy? But after day 30, when there's no retraction and he's still alive, then says Shmuel, she's engaged totally to the first guy. That's Shmuel's interpretation. Rav said that Mekudeshes vein Mekudeshes is le'olam, even after day 30. Because Rav holds like the Rabbanon that we're not sure what does he mean when he says Ula achalam yem. Is that a condition, as Shmuel had said, and hence yes, she would be engaged to the first guy after day 30? Or is it a chazar, is it a retraction? In other words, he doesn't want it to be from now, he wants it to be only after 30 days. If that's the case, then actually she was engaged to the second guy who came within the 30 days, and she was first engaged to him, and not engaged to the first guy who his kedushin only actually takes effect second by day 30. So since we're not clear, it's always going to be suffik, it's always going to be kedushin of einim u'kodeshes, it's going to be a suffik kedushin forever. That's how Rav and Shmuel explains. So essentially, whether it's up until day 30 or even after day 30, they both learn the principle of mukadeshes v'in mukadeshes, that it's a situation of suffik, out of doubt. And actually, Abaye took Rav's halacha even further, and he explained so much so that this halacha of mukadeshes v'in mukadeshes is based on suffik, whether it's going to be chazara, and hence she's engaged to the second guy, or it's a tanai, and therefore she's engaged to the first guy. He described a case where if one man tells her, I want you to be engaged to me from today after 30 days, a second guy comes from today after 20 days, and the third guy comes from today after 10 days, which you have that suffix, he says the middle guy is not going to have to give a get. Because either way you look at it, it's only a situation of suffix that creates the situation. The suffix is either chazara or tnai. If it's tnai, she's engaged to the first guy. If it's chazara, then it's the last guy who his kedushin is taking effect first, which is after 10 days before the second guy is 20 days and the first guy is 30 days, so then she'll be engaged to the third guy. But the middle guy has no shot, and therefore it wouldn't require a get. That's where our Gemara continues, and quotes that Ula Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he disagrees with the fundamental principle of how they're defining the halacha of our Mishnah of Mukadeshes in Mukadeshes, and therefore he disagrees in the halachic ramifications too. He says, Afila Meya Teif Simba, even 100 people's kedushins would take effect in this one woman, in the situation created in the Mishnah when someone says from today until after a certain point of time, and if other people come in the middle, all of their kedushins will take effect. He also says the same thing, but even 100 people's kedushin will take effect, which again, obviously is not going to work according to, like Abai explained Rav, where it's only as a suffix. It's a suffix, it's either the first or the last guy. What does it mean 100 people could take effect? So Amalei Rav Misharsha Bered Rav Amil Rav Asa. He said, Asbar Loch Tam Rabbi Yechanan says, I'll explain to you the reasoning of Rabbi Yechanan. Now, what he's coming to preclude from is because don't say, which was actually one of the, what Abaya, as the Gemara explained on the Tabas Amid, was coming to explain in his interpretation of Rav, which the Gemara had asked. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Behold, like Rav, that's either the first or the third guy. What's Abaya teaching us? So there was such a Havamina, which you could entertain to say that's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, which is what the Gemara is coming to explain right now, that that cannot be Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. In other words, you could have thought to say that the reason of Rabbi Yechanan why even 100 people, their condition would be typhus, is because the word of Ula Achar Lama Yom, or Lachar Chafiyam, or Asariyam, could mean one of two things, which would be subjective to the person who's using it, either as Tanai or as Chazara. Now, out of doubt, that we're not sure which one of these 100 people had meant it to mean the Tanai, and everyone else maybe meant it as Chazara, so maybe one of these 100 people, his would be before all of theirs, and you don't know who that guy is. So that's what Rav Misharish is coming to explain, that no, that's not the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, why all 100 are going to have Kedushin Be'ein HaMekudeshes. Because then you wouldn't be able to utilize the terminology Rabbi Yechanan says of Tefsin. Because Tfisa, in that way that you would be describing it based on that Havamina of like Abaye was coming to exclude from, that would only be actually one of them would be the appropriate Kedushin. We just wouldn't know which one it is. But the fact that Rabbi Yechanan used the words of Tyson, that sounds like that there is an element of Kedushin which every single one of these 100 people, there is a Tfisa's Kedushin. So that's difficult. That's what he's coming to explain. How is it possible that there's going to be for all 100 people an element of Kedushin? Rav Shmuel will explain it's either Tanai or Tanai or a Safek, and therefore they explain the doubt that enters, again, up until 30 days according to Shmuel, because it's only until the condition is met, or according to Rav forever, because we don't know if it meant Tanai or Chazar, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, what does that mean, all 100? As Abaye said, it's either the first or the last. How is all 100 having an actual Kedushin? So he explains, Rabbi Yechanan learns the whole halacha of the Mishnah very different. Shavu Navshe, every single one of these 100 men, make themselves kisharga de livni, like a row of bricks. In other words, when someone puts a wall of bricks, and let's say the width of every brick is equal, he doesn't pile up one brick on top of another, because then the outer row is going to fall, and so to the other one, and so on and so forth. That's not, if you ever look at a brick wall, it's not made like that. Rather, what you do is you first put one brick by the side of the other. Then when you do the row on top of that, you put on the outer one a little bit towards the outside so that there's a little space by the brick underneath of it that another brick, two bricks, could support the brick on top of that. That's how they lay bricks, which there's two, one, that's how you do it. So you leave space for the other brick, the cholchad v'chad, ravcha l'chavri shavek, that each and every brick leaves space for another one, and essentially that there could be a third one that could also be supporting on it, and so on. That's how bricks are. So that's the muscle. But essentially what he's coming to say is that so too over here, every single one of these 100 people found a space. There was a certain time where there was a gap that allowed Kedushin to be typhus. And therefore every single one of them has a Kedushin that can be typhus to make this woman forbidden. And each one of them has an element of Kedushin in there. Whereas Taisa explains the principle over here is because the one who's making the Kedushin, when he says me'ach shabul achel amayim, what essentially he's saying according to Rabbi Yechanan is that I want the Kedushin to start now. And it's a longer continuum and it concludes after day 30. So there is a Kedushin with him, but it's not a full-fledged Kedushin. So there's still some space left over here. That space leaves room for someone else to get a little bit in there, like the bricks, where there is space for someone else. And each person leaves space in that. That's why each person can take effect somewhat of a Kedushin. And therefore, it's not because of a doubt. If it was doubt, you're right. All 100 wouldn't have Tfisa Kedushin. It's just that there's actually space left over in this Kedushin, where this guy's Kedushin already started and it's going to finish, and he started, and everyone jumps in, gets a little bit in that, a crack in there, in that opening in those Kedushin. That's why each and every one of them is going to be Mekudeshes, Ve'ena Mekudeshes, even if it's 100 people. Now, in this interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara says, Masa Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina asked from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah says, if a husband tells a wife, I'm giving you a get, ma'ayim ulacha misa, from today and after I die. Says the Mishnah, get ve'in a get. It's a get and it's not a get. Which again, as we'll see, what does that mean? We had the same terminology in our Mishnah, where it's mukadeshes ve'in mukadeshes. We're going to, according to Rav and Shmuel, that was like a suffix. But as we'll see, according to Rabbi Yechanan, which is the parallel over here in the get, when he calls it get ve'in a get, seemingly that he holds that it is a get. It's starting the process, but there's leaving over some space over there, so therefore it's not a full-fledged get. So that's what the Mishnah says, is get ve'in a get. Now, therefore, ve'emeis, when he dies, chaylatzes, meaning if he dies, chaylatzes, so then she has to do chalitza, because as the Mishnah says, maybe it's not a get, and therefore she does have to have yibum, but you can only do chalitza, v'loy misebemes, you can't do yibum either, because maybe it is a get. And if it was a get, then she's grushas achiv, she is the Yavam's brother's divorcee, which actually is an Isra of Karis, and there's no Zika of Yibam at all to a divorcee. So that's where the Mishnah says, you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibam because it's on the one hand it is a get, on the other hand it's not a get. That's the wording of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Bishlim al-Rav, we understand this Mishnah according to Rav, that actually Misayayalei, it actually supports him. Because you see that the interpretation of what does it mean, get ve'enu get, when you do something from now and after a later point in time, that is a suffix. It's not clear. We don't know, is it a get or it's not a get. We don't know if it was a Tanai. If it was a Tanai, that means it was a get because it's retroactively from now when he's still alive. Or we don't know if it's a Chazar, if it's taking effect only after he dies. And you can't do a get lachamisa. So that explains very well. That's exactly how we explained the halacha of our Mishnah. Which again, therefore, if let's say there's 100 people, it'll only be the first guy. Or the 100th guy, it can't be anyone in the middle, because if it's a Tanai, it's the first guy. If it's the 100th guy, if it's Chazar, it's the 100th guy. Says the Gemara, and even Lishmul Nami, even according to Shmuel, we understand this Mishnah. Because Hamani Rabbanah, he would say, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? It's going like Rabbanan, which we quoted there, Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan on the previous daf, who Shmuel agrees that they hold that it's a doubt when you say, and after a certain amount of time, if it's a Tanai or if it's a Chazar. But Va'anan, but Shmuel said, but us, Damaka Rebbe, we say like Rebbe, where he holds it's a Tanai, and therefore Shmuel disagreed in the halacha of our Mishnah, on Rav, because again, he goes like the opinion of Rebbe. But that Mishnah is not difficult because that's going like the Rabbanan, who hold it's a Suffolk. But El Rabbi Yechanan Damashiyu Rahav, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, who we just interpreted his opinion, that he holds, when we say from now and at a later point in time, it's not, we're not sure, did you mean now or did you mean then? Is it a Tanai or is it a Chazara? No, we know what you want to do. You want to start now and end then, and keep on going through the 30 days. So it's just that leaving space over. The difficulty with that is, if that's the interpretation, kol gita de mishayir ba, anytime you give a get, which leaves over space, which is exactly what's happening over here, you're leaving over space and it's not a full-fledged get until the day that he dies, v'loy klumhu, so it's essentially doing nothing, because the Torah says in Dorim Chavdal, it has to be a sefer krisis, which has to be total severance. If it's not total severing, it's just a little bit, and it's not a get. So therefore, as the Gemara according to Rabbi Yechon and Yevum, Yabim, so how do we understand that Mishnah? Why does it say Chaletzav Lemisyam Bemis? According to him, it's not a get at all, and therefore, he should be allowed to do Yibim with this woman, because she's the widow of his brother, not the divorcee of his brother. So Amar Rava, Rava explains Rabbi Yechon, and he says, no, because get lahaitzi, what does a get do? A get removes a woman from this relationship. Umis lahaitzi, and death also removes her from this relationship. Mashashay your get, what get leaves over, you're right, there was something left over, and therefore you want to say that it's for sure not a get because it's not a krisis. It's not true, because whatever get left over, kimrasa misa, the death concluded it. Because that's what he said, I want it to be from now and after I die. So it is continuing until the day that he dies, and that concludes the get. And therefore, some element there is some form of a get, and that's why he can't do yibam. But again, you have to do chalitza, because ultimately it's not a full-fledged get, but that's why you see that he can't do yibam. No, that I'm like, Abaya asked on Rava, how can you say that? Me, dummy? Are they comparable? In other words, you're using the death as a way of supporting the get to say why maybe she is a divorcee and that's why you can't do yibam. But get might see a mishrus yavam. What does get do? It removes her from the domain of the yavam. If she's a divorcee, then he can't do yibam. Misa does the exact opposite. It's machnasa l'shus yavam. When she dies, in other words, that removal of the relationship actually brings her into the domain of the yavam, because that's the whole halacha of yibam. When his brother dies without any children, his widow is taken in yibam. So how could you say that the death supports the get in not allowing him to do yibam when death does the exact opposite of the get? So Elam Abai, rather Abai gives a different interpretation. He says, you're right, that Rabbi Yechon would hold that it's not a get. Because it's when he says get vein the get, it means that it's starting now and it's finishing then. And finishing then has no finishing because it's going to be get lachar misa. And the get right now is a get shashir. It's leaving something over. It's not a krisis. Hasam time amai. So what's the reason over there in that Mishnah that it says that he can't do yibam? It's a gezerah. It's a rabbinic decree. Why? What's the rabbinic decree? Mishum, because it could get confused with a different type of a case, which sounds similar, which could have halachic ramifications with big consequences. Of a case, mahayoyim im mati. If the husband says to the wife, I want to give you a get from today, if I die. In other words, I don't want you to have to fall for yibum. So you don't really need a get, but I'll give it from today if I die, so that you'll have been divorced from today and not have been a widow, but rather a divorcee. Where in such a case, it's obvious to us that that's a clear cut tonight. That's a condition. From today, if I die. Now, when he does die, it's going to be retroactively a get, and she's totally a divorcee, not a widow. Now, the problem with that is that hareze a get. In such a case, it's going to be a get, and she wouldn't even need chalitza in that case when he's going to die. Now, for such a case, we're concerned. If we're going to allow doing Yibum in the case of this Mishnah that was just quoted, which is when he says, Mahayim al-Achamisa, which you're right, according to Rabbi Yehudan, should allow Yibum. Problem is, it sounds very similar to Mahayim imati, from today if I die, or from today and after I die. Sounds very similar. Now, halachically, they're very different, because Mahayim al-Achamisa is get ve'ena get, which is really not a get at all. So you should be allowed to do Yibum when he then dies without any children. Problem is, Mayim Imati is a get. And if he does Yibum in that case, that's a Chiv Karis, because there is no Yibum at all whatsoever. And it's totally a get. So to avoid the confusion, we said that even in the case of Mayim Malachamisa, we're going to say that you can't do Yibum. And therefore, of course, there's a Yibum, there's a Zika Minatira, so you do Chalitza, but we don't let Yibum because you might confuse it with the case of Mayim Imati. Fine. But then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, the Nigzer, but let the Gezer work the other way around too. We should make a gezerah from the case in Mahayoyim, in the case of when he says, I want to give you a get today, from today, imati, if I die, talacha should be over there, the tachloitz. She should have to do chalitz over there when he dies. Because although really, as we said, there's no need for chalitz over there, because it's a full-fledged get, it's a regular tanai which works lamafreya, but atu Mahayoyim ulachamisa, because as we said, those cases are very similar, so we went one way, now we're going the other way. Then we should. It might be confused with the case of from today and after I die, which again we said according to Rabbi Yechonon's, and that's how we're interpreting the Mishnah over there. He holds it's obviously a shear leaving over space, which we said according to him is you're right. It's not a get at all. But there we said that so it's not a get at all. So really, actually, you should require even yibum over there. But we said okay, you don't do yibum because you might confuse it with mayim imati. So we said you do chalitza. Now, but if you need chalitza over there, then you should require chalitza by mayim imati, because if you don't do chalitza over there, you might not come to do chalitza by mayim ulachar misa. So the Gemara says, you're right, they could be confused. But imato oimer chaletzes, if you're going to say in the case of imati, to require the woman to do chalitza in that case, then misya bemes, they might come to do yibum, because they're going to say, wait a second, rabbis require you to do chalitza to me. Obviously, it's because the rabbis know that the get that was given to you by your husband wasn't a get. Because if it was a get, then what's the point of me doing chalitza? You're a divorcee. So they're going to think to say, oh, obviously, you're not a divorcee, you're really a widow. And they might come to do yibum to a woman that's really, on all levels, a grusha, which that's a chiv of karis. So to avoid that, we say, no, we're not having the case of, you're right, it could be confusing, but we're not going to make that gezerah to have the case of imati, to do chalitza, because then it might come to bring to yibum, which that's a chiyav karas. So the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, then hachinami, then here also by the case of this Mishnah which we're quoting, where mahayoyim ulachamisa, we should be concerned that if you're telling me that you say that we require their chalitza, but then that also might come to lead towards yibum. You should say the same thing. You're saying that we're not allowing yibum over there. And we say we're not allowing Yibum over there, although biblically you should be, because you might confuse it with Mahayim Imati. So we say do Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, but if you just said that when you do Chalitza, it might come to bring to Yibum, so then Imato Emecheletzes, if you're going to say to do Chalitza as that Mishnah teaches, then Mesya Bemis, you might come to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tisya Bem Ve'im Bakach Klum. Let her do Yibum, and there's no big deal about that. And the reason being is because that's a case, as we're interpreting it according to Rabbi Yechonon, of a get that has shear, there's something left over. Which we said, you're right, according to the real halacha, there's not a get at all. So you should be allowed to do yibum. This, again, that we said that she doesn't do yibum, is chashash adrabban, who it's only rabbinic concern because we make a gzeira by the case of mahayoyim ulachamisa, which really is not a get, which is not a get, because you might confuse it with the case of mahayoyim imati, from today if I die, which that's a full-fledged time, which that is going to be a get. So he said not to confuse the two cases, because if we let you do yibum in the case of mahayim ulachamisa, which you should be allowed to, you might come to do it in the case of imati, which is cursed to do yibum. So that's why he said don't do yibum, do chalitza. So he said, yeah, although chalitza might come to lead to yibum, fine, because really that is the halacha. It's only rabbinically that we tell you to do chalitza, not to confuse it with that case. So even if it might lead towards yibum, it's okay, because that's really the halacha. It's rabbinically only that it's chalitza, but in the other way, of making imati, which again doesn't require chalitza because that's a full-fledged get, if we tell you to do chalitza over there, it might lead to yibum, which that is problematic because that's going to be a chiyav karas, and that's why, although, yes, we would want you to do chalitz over there so that you know to do chalitz in the case of Mayyoy Malachamisa, but we'd rather not make that rabbinic gezera because it could lead to a chiv karis by the case of Mahayim Emati, which we don't want to come to that because if you're going to say chalitza, you might come to go ahead and do yibum. And therefore, the Mishnah over there in Masechtas Gittin is not difficult as Abaye is answering according to Rabbi Yechanan, because yes, we could fathom his interpretation of get ve'ena get, same thing as he learns in our Mishnah of Kedushim and Kedushim, that it's not like Rav and Shmuel that it's a suffix, but rather it's that it left over space for things to take effect, and it's not a full-fledged get, it's not a full-fledged Kedushim, and that's why by Kedushim, even 100 people's Kedushim could be typhus in it, because again, it's what's called sheer, and that's why you're right, by the case of get, it's not a get at all, but rabbinically, we say that you can't go ahead and do Yibam, but rather Chalitza, again, as we said, because of utter the case of Mayoy Memati. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding when there are stipulations, when a man's giving and making a Kedushim with a woman right now, based on different premises, like we have in the previous Mishnah, where he tells her, Ha'imir, he tells her that, I want you to be engaged, but after 30 days. So our Mishnah tells us different conditions. Ha'imir le'isha, if someone tells a woman, behold, you're engaged to me, and he's giving her, he's doing what's called a ma'isa kedushin, an act of kedushin right now. He's giving her a pruta, al menashe et nochem mesayim zuz, on the condition that I give you 200 zuz. Says the Mishnah, harezu mekudeshes, so she's engaged, vo'yitin, and that, obviously that must be that he has to fulfill his condition, and to give her the 200 zuz. Let's say he tells her, al menashe et nochem mekan va'ad lamed yoyim. Let's say he tells her, not only that I want to give you 200 zuz, but on the condition that I give it to you within the next 30 days. So, Nasan Lambatech Shloisha Mukadesh, says the Mishnah, if he gives it to her within 30 days, then she's engaged. Vimlav, any Mukadeshes, if it's not within 30 days, he hasn't fulfilled his condition, and then it's not going to be a valid Kedushin. Let's say he tells her, Amanash Yesh the Messiah Zuz, I want you to be engaged to me on the condition that I have 200 Zuz. So, says the Mishnah, Hariz Mukadeshes Vieshli. So, she's engaged him as long as he has 200 Zuz. Let's say he tells her, Amanasha Arecha Masayim Zuz, on the condition that I show you 200 Zuz, says the Mishnah, Harezu Mekadeshes, V'yirala. So she's engaged as long as he shows her the 200 Zuz. Now, in that, the Mishnah qualifies and says, however, Ve'im, but if let's say this man was a Sholchani, he was a money changer, and Hera, he shows her money which aren't his, but rather just that are Ahla Sholchan, they're on the table in front of him, which is how the money changers would function, then Einu Mekadeshes, then she's not engaged to him, because her intention wasn't just to see any money. She was saying, show me 200 zuz. She wanted to see his money. So from the fact that he shows her his money, then she's engaged. But if he's just showing money that he's using over here in the money-changing business, but it's not his, that's not going to create a kedushin. Now, the Gemara brings a machlekes regarding the halacha that we said. For example, regarding the first halacha, the Mishnah, that I want you to be engaged to me on the condition that I have 200 zuz, and the Mishnah says, okay, she's engaged, as the wording of the Mishnah is, puhuyitain, as long as he gives her the money. So the Gemara says, itmar, we have the following machlekes. Rav Huda Amar, he says, puhuyitain, and that when he wants to, he'll give her the 200 zuz, and then retroactively his kedushin took effect from the time that he gave her the pruta, when he made the act of the maisa of kedushin. Now, as Rashi points out, of course Rav Huda would agree that if this man dies before he gives the 200 zuz, she's not going to require chalitza, because as long as you don't fulfill your condition, it's not a kedushin. But when you do fulfill your stipulation, then it was a kedushin from the moment that you did the ma'isa kedushin of giving the pruta. Now, Rabbi Hudama, he disagrees. He says, likesha yitein, that when he gives the 200 zuz, that's when the kedushin is going to take effect. As the Gemara explains to Machlekes, Rav Huna Amar Bahu Yitin, he says that, okay, and he has to give it to Nahava. This is just a stipulation. Mekayim Tanova Asal. You fulfill your condition, you fulfill the condition, and therefore the Maisa Kedushin, the act of Kedushin, is when the Chalais of Kedushin took effect too, which is when it takes effect, which was back then when you gave it a Pruta. There are just certain stipulations. Rabbi Huda Amalek Hashayitin, he says, no, it's only going to be a Kedushin when he gives it 200 Zuz, because L'chi Yoav have a Kedushin. When he gives it 200 Zuz, only then is it going to be Kedushin. Hashta Mila have a Kedushin. But now it's not a Kedushin, because as long as you don't give the 200 Zuz, you have not fulfilled the criterion of creating this as a Kedushin. So I think Mas might by now, what's the difference between them? As we mentioned before, there's no real seemingly halachic relevance, because if he dies before, both of them would agree that it's not going to be a Kedushin. And when he does fulfill the Kedushin, it's going to be a Kedushin. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Ikebe now, the difference between them would be, and this is related to the discussion we had in the previous daf, Shepashta yada v'kibla kedushin me'acha. The difference would be if she stretches out her hand and she receives kedushin from a different man before the first man fulfills his condition of giving her the 200 zuz. And only after she received the kedushin from the second man did the first guy then go ahead and fulfill his condition of giving her the 200 zuz. Whereas the Gemara explains, L'Ravuna, lo have a kedusha. According to Ravuna, the second guy's kedushin is not a kedushin because when he finally gives her the 200 zuz, it has completed and concluded retroactively from the moment that he had made the act of kedushin, which was before the second guy. Now, Rabbi Yehuda have a kedushin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second guy's kedushin is going to be a kedushin because the first guy didn't intend to create the kedushin when he gave that pruta, that small little coin, the first time. It rather was to be when he gives it 200 zuz. Now, the reason for this is because, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is when someone says almanas on the condition, it's not like you say me'achshav, that it should be from now, just that I fulfill the condition. Rather, it's going to take effect then when you fulfill the condition. And therefore, the second guy's kedushin is taking effect before the first guy's kedushin, and therefore, she is going to have a kedushin with the second guy, not with the first guy. That's halachic relevance between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara tells us that b'tanan nami gabi gittin ki'agavna, the same machlekes we have between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda over here regarding kedushin, we have their same machlekes in regards to gittin regarding a divorce. The Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, ha'ima le'isha, someone tells a woman, ha'reza gittich, amenasha titin li masayim zuz. Same type of case as our Mishnah, just instead of kedushin, is gittin, where he says that this is going to be your get, as long as you give me 200 zuz. Says the Mishnah, ha'reza mugureshes, so she's divorced, v'hi titin, and as long as she gives, which is the stipulation for the get, the 200 zuz. Now, itmar, that it was learned, Rav Huna amar v'hi titin, Rav Huna says, that, okay, it's a get now, and it's just that he has to ultimately end up giving. Rav Yehuda Amai says, no, likesh et titen, when she gives the money, then it's going to be a get. As the Gemara explains, Rav Huna Amai v'hi titen says, it's just that she has to give it. Tanohava, it's just a stipulation. Mekayim et tanohava azla, you fulfill the condition and you keep on going. It was always a get, it just had certain requirements attached to it. Rav Yehuda Amai, no, likesh et titen, when she gives the money. Because it's only a get when she gives him the money. Hashtamil have a get. Up until then, it's not a get at all. Now, and that the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis and says, so my benayu, in this machlekes that they have regarding get, what's the difference between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, because obviously, according to Rav Huna, she's forbidden to get married to someone else until she gives the money, because she might not fulfill the condition, and then, of course, it's going to be retroactively a get that was void, and the children she has from a second man are mamzerim. So what's the difference between them that you should give or when you do give? Either way, they both agree you can't get married until she gives the money. So the Gemara says, Ikim benai, the difference between them will be, again, similar to the difference we had regarding the machlokes in our case in Kedushin, ishneskara haget o ishava. If the get gets torn or gets lost, where Rav Huna have a get, current Rav Huna, it's still a get, and Rav Yehuda lo have a get. According to Rav Huna, even if you fulfill the condition after the get was already lost, it doesn't make a difference because you don't need a get anymore. The get was retroactive from then. You just have to fulfill your condition. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not going to be a get because the get takes effect only when she gives the money. But it can't take effect then because it's not in the world. It's already lost. It's already torn. So that would be the difference between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Now, says the Gemara, Utsricha, seemingly it's the same achlekes between them in Gittin and in Kedushin, so why do you need both? The Gemara says you need both. Had we said their machlok is only in our context regarding kedushin, but how come Rav Huna? Maybe only over there does Rav Huna say that it's a condition. In other words, that's taking effect right now. Mishum delekareva kasi, because kedushin is that you want to create a closer relationship. You want to get married to someone. Now the person is more; he's anticipating. He desires to make it as close as possible. So then he concludes that he wants to make the kedushin right now with the pruta. It's just that he knows she wants certain standards. He says, "I'll give you 200 zuz." But that's just a condition. But he wants the kedushin to be right now. But by divorce, where it's to distance the relationship, I would say that maybe Rav Huna would agree to Rav Yehuda that actually he does not want the get to be concluded right now until she gives him the 200 zuz, because he's thinking, you know, maybe she's not going to get the money, maybe we'll make up. And because a person doesn't want to quickly end the relationship with his wife. So therefore, we have to say that, no, even over there, there's Rav Huna hold that's actually taking effect right now. It's just that she also has to end up giving the money. Also, the other way around, v'id me'bahach, have you only said Rav Huna's halacha over there by get, bahach kam Rav Huna. I could say that only over there does Rav Huna say that she's immediately divorced, and what? because the husband's not concerned to hold back the validity of the divorce until he gets the money from her, because Mishim de'ihu le'kasav le'le mitva, he's not embarrassed to go ahead and claim the money from her. He's going to knock on the door and say, look, I know you got the get, but you should know, in halacha, until I get the money from you, it's not going to be a get. You can't get married to someone anyway. So he's okay with making the divorce right now because he'll get the money from her. Aval halacha, but here in the context of kiddushin, where, again, it was based on the condition that it's going to be a kiddushin that he gives her 200 zoz, the ihi ksifala la mitveh, a woman, she's embarrassed to go to her husband and say, you know, we got engaged, but it was on condition that you give me 200 zoz, you didn't give me the money yet, I don't know if I'm agreeable to this condition, she's going to be embarrassed. Eima magdalei l'Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe I would say to Rav Huna would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, because she really is not okay with the condition until he gives her the money. And moreover, is because she's not going to go ahead and claim the money from him. He'll claim. He has no problem by getting that it should be right away. And maybe there, that's what Rav Huna says, that it takes effect right away. But by her, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that she doesn't want it to take effect right now. Only when she gets the money. Because she's not going to go ahead and claim the money. Tzricha, that's where we have to say that no, Rav Huna holds, even by the case of Kedushin, that it's going to take effect, me'achshav, even right now, in both contexts, in Gittin and in Kedushin. Now the Gemara says Mesvi. The Gemara asks from the following Brisa on Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, who he said that it's not going to take effect as a get until she actually gives it 200 zoz. Until she does, it's not a get. It's not from now, just a tonight. It only takes effect when she gives the money. Now, a ramification of that halacha, we said that if the get gets torn or ripped or lost in the interim, then it's not going to be a get, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that the Gemara asks from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Hareza gitech. If a man says, this is your get, same case we're discussing, Amenasha titanli Messiah Mezuz, on the condition that you give me 200 zoz, says the Brisa, afa pishin is kareya haget. Even if a get gets torn before she gives him the money, oisha avro gets lost, harezu migureshe, she is divorced. Now, however, as we said, all opinions agree, but ula acha loy tinase achatite, but she can't get married to someone else until she actually gives the money. So though it is a get from right now, and it has to be, because there also wouldn't be a gerishin, because by the time she gives the money, it's lost, that refutes Rabbi Yehuda. V'aytanya, another question. We learned in the Braisa. Amalah hariza gitech. If the man tells his wife, this is your get, amenasha titanli messiah mezuz, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Umeis, and he dies. So we have a machlekes. Tanakama says, if nasna, and if she gives him the money before he dies, so then obviously that's going to be a valid get. And ain't zkukli yavim. And then even if he doesn't have any children when he dies, she's not going to have zika for the yavim because she's a grusha. Loi nasna, if she doesn't give him the money before he dies, then zkukli yavim. Although he gave her a get, but it's not a valid get because it wasn't fulfilled with the condition of her giving him the money, and he already died before she got a chance to give him the money, so then she's zakuk for yibur. Now, Shimon Gamliel, I mean, he disagrees. He says, Neisenis la'achiv, oy la'aviv, oy la'achim, and akrivim. No, she already got a get from him. The condition was, on the condition that she gives him 200 zuz, although he's dead, she cannot give it to him. She can give it to his brother, she can give it to his father, she can give it to one of his relatives, which will fulfill the condition of giving it to him, which is his inheritors. And therefore, she is a grusha, and therefore, there's no zika, and she doesn't have to have yibim or chalitza. Now, that asks the Gemara. Adkan loy pliki, until here we have the machlekes, Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel, what's their machlekes? El demar sava, just at the Tanakama held, leave a lowly yerushai. When a man says, on the condition you give me 200 zuz, means me and not my inheritors, so therefore even if she's going to give the money to his inheritors, it's too late, it's not going to be a get. Whereas Umar sava, Shimon Gamliel held that, no, I feel a yerushai. His condition of giving me 200 zuz would even be for his inheritors, his brother, his father, whoever it is, one of the relatives. Now, so therefore he held that she's not going to have a zika. But the kule alma mia tanahaba. But one thing we see that everyone in that brisa agrees that it's a condition, which retroactively it's going to be a get from when he gave her the get. Only question was, when he says me, does it mean my inheritors? But if let's say he said clearly you can give it to my inheritors, it would take effect, even though he's dead, retroactively from when he was alive. To Yiftar Rabbi Yehuda, that refutes Rabbi Yehuda, who says that no, it only takes effect when he gives her the money, when she gives him the money. When she gives him the money, he's already dead. You can't have get lachamisa. But yet they're saying that it's going to be a valid get. So Amalach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda tells you, Hamani, who is the Tana of these brises? Rebbe, it's going like Rebbe. The Am Rav Huna, I'm a Rebbe. Rav Huna said the name of Rebbe, Kolo'ima Amanas. Whoever says, on condition, it's like he said, I wanted to take effect from right now. So yes, those brises, you're right. They say that even if the get gets torn, or if even she gives the money to his inheritors or to him, whatever it is at a later point in time, it will take effect retroactively, because when you say on condition, which is what this was, on condition you give me 200 zuz, it is taking effect right now. But that's going like Rebbe. Well, plig Rabban allow. The Rabbanan dispute Rebbe. Vano damik Rabbanan. I hold like Rabbanan. And if you can't ask on me in my dispute with Rav Huna, because I hold like Rabbanan who hold that Koloim Awanas is not Me'achshav. It's taking effect only when the condition is met. And at that point in time, if the get is torn or lost, then it's not going to be a get. Now, Gufa, the Gemara, discusses this halacha, and then thereby when it introduces and discusses this halacha, will come back into relevancy. Rabbi Huda's answer that he says, that's only like Rabbi, but Rabban dispute that. So he quoted that in way of answering these brises who are not like him, because they're going like Rabbi. Where Amar Huna Mi Rabbi, he says, Kolo Im Amanas, Rabbi holds that whoever says, on condition, is Kolo Im Amakshav Dami. It's like he's saying it should take effect right now. Now, Amar Zera says, Kavina Bebavel, when we were in Bavel, Havaminan, we would say that Hoda Amar Huna Mi Rabbi, this that Rabbi Huna said the name of Rabbi. Kolo Im Amanas, whenever you say on condition of something, it's Kolo Im Amakshav Dami, although you want the stipulation to be met, but the effect will be retroactive from right now. So let's say by Kedushin or Gerushin, it's going to be from right now. So we had always said that Plig Rabban Allah, like the answer Rabbi Huda had given for those brises, that although this Rav Huna, the name of Rabbi, that's like Rabbi, but Rabban dispute that. However, Kisalki Lahasim, when we went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Asi, the Yosef of Ka'amullah Meshmed Rabbi Yechanan, I encountered Rav Asi, who is sitting and saying over the name of Rabbi Yechanan as follows. Said that actually, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees. When you say on the condition of something, it is like from right now. In other words, the Chacham do not dispute Rabbi in that. They agree that it's me'achshav. Lo nechleku. There wasn't this machlekes. In other words, the Rabbanu were not in doubt regarding if something is a tenai or a chazara. Ella, and this is the discussion we had in the previous daf, mehayoy mula achamisa. By a case of when someone says from today and after I die, that is where they had this question that is not so simple that it's me'achshav. And that maybe it was a chazara and it's only taking effect at a later point in time. But Tanya, and this is what we learned in the Braisa, and we quoted this. Ma'ayoy malacha misa, from today and after I die. So get ve'in the get de v'chacham. The chachamim, now they say it's not so simple. It's not so obvious as a get. Meaning, because it's not like a regular tanai. If you say from today, if I die, which is a tanai, yeah, of course, says Reb Zeira that they were told in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that it would take effect me'achshav. But here it's, you're saying today and after I die, as we explained in the previous daf, it could be you're retracting. So we're not sure, is it from now, is it from then? If it's from then, from after I die, then it cannot be a get. If it's from now, then it could be a get. So that's where they dispute. Whereas Rabbi said that even in that case, he held it's going to be a get, which as we explained, that Shmuel goes according to that line of reasoning of Rabbi, which is that even if you say from now and at a later point in time, it's clear that that later point is just a condition, a stipulation, and therefore taking effect from right now, like any almanas. So that's what was said. Now, so ask the Gemara, well, Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, the Amar that he said, not like this, as we answered in the Gemara previously. That ba'almanas nami pligi, that he says, no, even by regular condition, and that's his opinion that he was disputing with Rav Huna. And although there was the question of those brises, he said, oh, they're going like Rabbi, but I'm going like Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi. So according to him, the Rabbanan do disagree with Rabbi, even by the case of a regular stipulation. So ask the Gemara, and this is why Rabbi Yechanan had proven that Rabbanan do not disagree like Rabbi Yehuda. Ademiflagi ba'mahayim ala chamisa, instead of having in that brisa, the machlek is Rabbanan and Rebbe, by a case of today and after I die, where there you could say, which was how Rabbi Yechanan was interpreting it, that it's only where you're adding this ula achazman, where it could be it's a retraction, oh, that's where the Rabbanan would sound like, that they disagree and say that it's not from today. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, niflagi ba'almanas, they should dispute even in the more simpler case, by a regular condition. Let them say, even by regular condition, the halacha is going to be, it's not from now. Because any condition is not me'achshav, it's only at a later point in time. Why do they need it complicated by introducing it by a case of ma'ayim ula chamisa? So that the Gemara answers, you're right, they dispute there too. But lohidiyach ha'koyach the Rabbi was coming to introduce and highlight the strength of Rabbi's opinion. The ma'ayim ula chamisa, to say that even in that case, which they do disagree about, which you could say that it is a retraction and not just a tanai. Because when you say Mahayim and then you say Lachamisa, why are you saying that? You already said from today, or could be retracting, to tell you that Rebbe holds the Nami HaRez again, that even in such a case he holds it's not a retraction like the Rabbanan, entertain, but rather it's clearly just a regular tanai, and it's going to take effect right now, and therefore it's going to be valid get. That's why we said it in that formulation. Not the Gemara, but why? Say the other way. Beniflagi ba'amanas, say, in, let them dispute in the regular condition. Tell you the strength of the Rabbanan's opinion that even over there, where it's a regular condition, you're not going to say it's me'achshav according to Rabbi Yehuda, but rather at la'achar zman. Now the Gemara answers, that's not difficult according to Rabbi Yehuda. Koech de'atero adif, we always say that it's very easy to be stringent, because whenever you're not sure, just go stringent, just to make sure you're not doing an aveira. The one who's saying, highlighting a more of a lenient opinion, that must mean that there's clarity there, and that's a definite thing. That is a better thing to highlight. And that's why to say the halacha of Rebbe, where even when you say ma'ayim la'acha misa, which it could sound like that there's a chazara, still Rebbe holds that it's going to be get from right now, because he holds that even then it's considered like a regular tanai, and a regular tanai he holds is ka'imim ma'achshav dami. And again, therefore, there's no refutation of Yehuda's interpretation, where again, we said he holds that it is a machlekes in the Tanoim, even in the case of a regal amanas. And although that case, that they dispute only by Mayim al-Achamisa, that's just to highlight the opinion of Rebbe, that even over there he holds, it's me'achshav. But the Rabbanan would hold, even by regal amanas, would not be from now, it would only be from a later point in time. I think Mark continues quoting from our Mishnah, that said, amanasha etn l'cham mekan b'chulu. If he said, not only that I'm going to give you 200 zuz, but on condition that I give it to you from now within the next 30 days, so then if he gives it within the next 30 days, it's kedushin, and if not, not. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Obviously, if he doesn't give it to her within the next 30 days, he hasn't fulfilled the condition, and she's not engaged. So I think Gemara says, no matter tema, I would have thought to say, lav to know who, it's not really a condition. In other words, she doesn't care for it to be within the next 30 days. Ulezeruze kamar, and it was only said as a way of, you know, motivation of saying that, you know, okay, let's make sure this gets done, so we'll do it next 30 days, but really they're okay not being done next 30 days. If it comes in day 40, it will be accomplishing the tanai, and therefore it would be kedushin. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that no, there is a hakpada, and that is, it has to be, as was said, and if it's not within 30 days, it's not going to be a valid kedushin. Then the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah that it said, amanashi yeshli masayim zuz v'chulu, on the condition that I have 200 zuz, so then, the Mishnah said that she'll be engaged to him as long as v'yeshloi, as long as he has 200 zuz. Now, the Gemara's question is based on what it sounds like from the Mishnah, is that he proves that he has those 200 zuz. In other words, if there's witnesses that can verify he has 200 zuz, then she'll be engaged to him. But if not, she won't be engaged to him, and she'll actually be permitted to marry someone else. And that, the Gemara's question is, but why? We have to be concerned that maybe he does have. We don't know. He's in a condition to have 200 zuz. So, oh, if he proves yeshloi, then he's engaged. Then she's engaged him. If not, not. But how do you know? Maybe he does have. And if he does, then maybe she really is engaged. And actually, moreover, says the Gemara, hey, Tanya, moreover, we learn in the Brisa clearly that says, that we are concerned that maybe he does have. So why does that Mishnah make it sound like only if he sure does, and if not, then we're not concerned? So the Gemara says, loy kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha b'kedushei vade. Our Mishnah is talking about the halacha of creating definite kedushin. So that's what the Mishnah says. If we know with two witnesses that for sure he has 200 zuz, then for sure she's engaged to him. Now the relevance of that would be, if another guy comes after that and does kedushin, she's not going to be engaged to him because we know for sure she's engaged to the first guy. Ha b'kedushei safek. The Brisa is talking about regarding doubtful kedushin. You're right. When we don't know, we are concerned that maybe he has 200 zuz. And then she won't be permitted to someone else. But if another guy comes along and gives her kedushin, you would require a get from the second guy because we don't know. Maybe the first one's kedushin was not a kedushin because we don't know for sure that he does have. We have to suspect maybe he does, but we also have to suspect maybe he doesn't. And therefore the Brisa says in the way of suspect, but our Mishnah is talking about creating definite, that's only if we have definite proof that he has 200 zuz. Then the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah said, amanasha re'echa mesayim zuz v'chulub. Let's say he says, I want you to become engaged to me with this pruta right now on the condition that I show you 200 zuz. So Tanu will learn the Brisa, le niskavne el liris mishaloi. Her whole intention with on condition that he shows her 200 zuz was only if he shows her 200 of his own money. And that's why actually the halacha is, as the Mishnah continues and says, that if he shows the money on the table in front of him and he's a money changer and the money's not his, of course not creating a kedushin, because it's not just to see 200 zuz. I want to see your 200 zuz. Now, actually, that's the Gemara's next question. The Mishnah then said, "V'mheru la'al shulchan einu mukudeshes." If he shows the money on the table, she's not engaged. Ask the Gemara, "Pshita?" Obviously, we know that her intention was to see his money. So what would make a difference if he shows her money that's on his table, which is not his own money, which he just uses for his money changing business? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." No, it's necessary because it's told ma de'avagav de'noked de'mei be'iska. Even if that he actually gets where it's someone else's money, you're right. But when the money changing profits, he gets half the profits from the money that's in front of him by using it to change and help people exchange their money. So on some level, it is like his money because he gets half the profits from it. That's the chiddush because ultimately it's not his money and therefore it's not going to create a kedushin. She wants to see 200 zuz totally of his money. But again, there is somewhat of a chiddush there because although on some level it's his and he gets half the profits from it, still not his own money and therefore it's not a kedushin. Now the Gemara continues with a similar Mishnah as in the previous one, continuing on different conditions to create the condition. If let's say he says, I want you to become engaged to me, I'm menas on the condition, sheyesh li beis kur ofer, that I have an area of a beis kur of earth, meaning of land. Now as Rashi explains, he says, what's a beis kur is an area which is fit to sow 30 saw of produce. Now, Rashi says the way you calculate that is for every sasayim, which is 2 saw, you measure like the chatzar of the Mishkan, which was 100 by 50 amas. Now, which ends up coming out, an area of 50 by 50 amas is the area to plant a saw. So it comes out, a base core, which is 30 saw, is 500 amas in the length by 50 in the width. And Rashi says if you're going to come to square that, it's going to come out, at least according to the version of Rashi that we have, of 273. There's debate regarding the different details of that. By 273, which and a little bit more, which comes out to 75,000 amas squared. That's an area of a base core offer. So if he says, on the condition that I have that amount of land, so says the Mishnah, so she'll be engaged to him, again, as long as he has that amount of land. Let's say he says, I'm a nashi yeshli b'mal complaining. Let's say he says that as long as I have a base core of offer in that place, says the Mishnah, if he has in that place, then she's engaged. Vimlav, ain't a mukadashas, and if not, then she's not engaged. Let's say he tells her, Amanasha Ari'echa base core offer, on the condition that I show you a base core of land, says the Mishnah, Harizu Mugadeshas Virena. So she'll be engaged as long as he shows her his base core of land. Now, however, the Mishnah concludes, Vimhera Bibika, if he shows her in a plain of land, in other words, he shows her a large valley, a plain of land, and there's many base core over there. But the problem is not one of those lands are his. So then, as we said before in the previous halacha, Eina Mukadeshes, she's not going to be engaged to him, just like the case of the money changer. Now the Gemara asks, as it asked in the previous Mishnah, V'necha Sheva Yeshloi. The Mishnah makes it sound like, as long as V'yeshloi, it sounds like that, as long as he brings witnesses that prove that he has a base core offer, then she'll be engaged. But if not, no problem, she's not engaged to him at all. But why? You should be concerned that maybe he does have. Moreover, V'aytanya, as we said in the previous halachas, the previous Mishnah's halacha, we learned the Braisa clearly that it says Cheshid and Shem Yeshle. We are concerned that maybe he does have. So again, the Gemara answers, Lekash is not a difficulty. Haba Kedushi Vaday. Our Mishnah is talking about to create definite Kedushin. Haba Kedushi Safik, the Braisa says you do suspect, and you do, is when we don't know for sure. Then it will create Kedushi Safik. Again, the relevance would be if another man comes after that and gives her Kedushin. Now the Gemara wonders, seemingly this sounds like the same exact case as in the previous Mishnah. Lomi lila misna gabi ara. Why do we need to tell you this chiddush and halacha by land? Lomi lila misna gabi zuzi. What do I have to tell you regarding monies? Where again, as we said regarding kiddush shivadi, kiddush shisafik. So the Gemara says, tzrichi, you need to say it. Because the iash mina gabi zuzi had to be said regarding monies, which is again, as long as I have this amount of money. And when he proves it, it's definite, not you have to suspect it. Mishum davidi inchi dematzni. People hide their money. Now, over there you would say, which again we learn out from both the Mishnah and the Braises, that when you see he has money, let's say there's two witnesses who testify as the 200 zuz, then it's going to be kedushei vaday. Now, and if we don't see that he has money, yes, over there, as the Braise had clarified, then you would have kedushei safik, because maybe he has money. People don't show all their money. Aval ara aim, but regarding the halacha of our Mishnah regarding land, I would say that if we don't know for sure that he has land, then actually even kedushei safik it shouldn't make, because idi isle ara kala isle. If he had land, the word gets out. You can't hide land. Land is land. Kamash v'lan. That's why we needed our Mishnah, which teaches these two Mishnayos one near the other, to say that the halacha of the land is like the halacha of the money, which just like over there where if we don't know for sure that he has, it's still going to be Safek Kedushin. So to regard the land, if we know for sure that he has, it's definite Kedushin. But when we don't know, then it doesn't mean there's no Kedushin at all. It's at least a Safek Kedushin. Now the Gemara continues with the mission that said, if he says, Amanash Yeshli B'makim Pleni, on the condition that I have this base korb offer in that exact place. So he said, Yeshli B'chul, if he has in that place, then yes. If he doesn't have, let's say, has in another place, then it's not going to be a Kedushin. Which the Gemara's Peshit, it's pretty obvious that if he doesn't have in that place, which he said he has in that place, it's not going to create a Kedushin. So that the Gemara says, no. Ma'u Dutema, we would have thought to say that Amalah he could tell her, my nafka lach mina. What does it make a difference to you if it's not there and rather it's in a more distant place? Anot terachnu maisina. I will go through the effort and I will bring the produce to our house, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference to you. And therefore you would think that she wouldn't have a hakpada, and therefore it would be a kedushin even though it's not exactly in that place. Kamash malan. That's what we say, similar to like the previous mishnah halacha of within 30 days, that there is a hakpada, and if it's not exactly in that place, it's not going to be a valid kedushin. Then the Mishnah said, if let's say he says, Amanasha Re'echa Beis Kor Afra, on the condition that I show you a Beis Kor of Afra. So Tanu learned the Braisa that Loin Neskav Nezu El Liris Mishaloi. Her whole intention was only to see from his. I don't want to just see a Beis Kor of Afra. I could go sightseeing too. I want to see when he says on the condition that I'll show you to a Beis Kor of my land, she wants to see his land. So therefore, the Mishnah said, Vimher Bebika, if he shows her land in a plain, if none of them is his base korafer, of course not going to create a kedushin. Which actually, that's the Gemara's question. Pshit, that's pretty obvious. We know that's her intention to see his land. So what's the necessity of saying that chiddush? So the Gemara leitz richa denoked b'distara, similar to the previous Mishnah's chiddush, where it's not his land, but he's an oris, he's a sharecropper on that land. So therefore, on some level, it is his land, because although someone else owns it, but for practical usage, he owns it, he uses it, he sharecrops, he gets half, third, fourth, whatever, of the profit, and therefore you would think that maybe it would be considered on some level his land. On that, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that no, she wants to see his land. You don't own the land, you work the land, you get some profits from the land, and therefore that will not fulfill the Ere'echa base core offers Shali, and that's why it's not going to be a valid Kedushin.